By saying that, you just relegated yourself to the non-cutting edge.
Like that was newsworthy.
Well, because cutting edge for Josh is like, oh, that happened last week.
Exactly.
All right, it's time for another episode of the Grow the Dream Show. This week, we're going to be talking about one of the most powerful tools you can add to your content to make sure that people see it, that they engage with it, that you get more links to it, and that you get more visibility and benefit out of the hard work you're doing creating content. You're going to find out what that thing is and how to do it well and some other fun stuff today on the Grow the Dream Show.
Oftentimes, it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it, quit.
I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the most indispensable show for people doing the hard work of growing your business. It's the marketing podcast by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Welcome to Grow the Dream.
All right, welcome to episode 13 of the Grow the Dream Show. We're glad you are listening. Guys, how are you today?
I'm great.
Rod.
And I can tell, David, that you're great.
I am. I'm pumped.
And
I'm
we
pumped.
Already know from recent experience that Josh is great.
I've had coffee and a banana.
Okay, let's talk about the coffee, but in a second, because we have something important that we have to cover first, okay?
The coffee's not first?
No, the coffee's not first. The coffee came first for us, but it's not first for the show. Okay. So guys, we renamed our show, and it happened a couple of episodes ago. You probably noticed this by now. The Grow the Dream Show is our new name, but we have
people,
a couple of
people
social...
are listening going, what was you had an old name?
Yeah, we had an old name. So we have new social channels, so we want to make sure you're following us on Twitter, GTD Show. So that's our username on Twitter, at GTD Show, which is Grow the Dream Show, of course. Mm-hmm. And Facebook.com/GTD Show. That's new. We didn't have a Facebook page. Now we do.
Yeah.
Now there's something else that's new, and that is that the podcast is formally available on iTunes now.
iTunes.
Yay. Background cheering.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we should throw that in later. Okay. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
I like that.
If we remember. So, guys, we need you to leave us a review, okay? Because iTunes is all about the reviews, and so we need you to leave us a review.
Yeah, the gods be at iTunes require reviews to be sacrificed in order that we might climb the rankings and reach more people.
Yeah, I mean, we want to reach more people, but we want you to have a show like this one. And so in order for you to make sure that our show continues, we're going to ask you to leave us a review. How's that work?
That works.
Is that compelling?
Okay, that's a better way to say it,
okay.
Probably.
So yeah, so for us to keep producing Grow the Dream shows and help you grow your dream, we want you to leave us a review on iTunes. Or if you're a Stitcher listener, you can do it on Stitcher too, okay? You know, so that we cover both worlds, but we're mostly interested in iTunes right now. And so, so here's what we're going to do. We have some giveaways, guys.
We do.
Yeah, we have a little package we're going to give away. You ready?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
What's going in this package?
Okay, so first of all, you remember a couple weeks ago we had Jay Baer on the show?
How could I forget?
That was
an epic show.
Wasn't it good? I've listened to it like 5 times already, and I keep taking notes.
My wife is not a business owner.
Mm.
She liked it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, because
she's like, that show was
Joshy Poo was on
so
the show.
Helpful. She's like, you know, stories are not that valuable. Like she started arguing with me about stories.
We have to tell stories.
And
right.
Whether stories are better than actual like good solid advice. And I was like, well, Jay had so much good. I was like, I don't know that every show could have that much good solid advice.
Well, it did have impossible. A lot. So Lisa, you're right. It had a lot of good solid advice.
Right.
And maybe some
tangent.
Stories too. He told a story about Bloomington, right? So anyway, we're gonna give away a copy of Utility, which is a phenomenal book. We talked about it a little bit. Actually, we didn't get into it as much as I had hoped on the show.
And that's Utility by Jay Baer, and it's spelled Y-O-U, Utility.
Yep, and it's all about making your content full of help, not hype. So it's a really good book. We're going to give away a copy of that. We have another high-profile guest who is coming on the show soon. We're not going to tell you who he is. It is a he, though. I guess we narrowed it down by 50%.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a copy of his book, too. So, mystery book. And we're also, if you wish, we're going to allow you to select one of the hosts of the Grow the Dream Show to have a free one-hour consultation with.
What?
Yep.
How about that?
It's an option. So, you know, it's not a requirement. If you don't want us getting into your business, that's okay. But if you would like some help from maybe Josh, the SEO sort of young tech whiz guy... or Rod to help you with your messaging or help you get some publicity,
yep.
or me with whatever it is I do, and social media strategy, whatever it might be. I don't know. Blogging, you name it. We can talk about anything.
Okay, so that is not how you brand yourself, just for the record.
I know, it's bad. I need your help. So this is the deal. You get a copy of Utility by Jay Baer, a copy of our mystery guest's book, who's coming up on the show, and if you wish, a free consult. Here's the deal. You have to leave us a review on iTunes, but because iTunes usernames are what they are, we don't know who you are. So in order for you to actually be entered in our drawing, if you wish, then send us an email, okay? And here's the email address. Ready? show@growthedream.com.
Awesome.
Yep. So email us at show@growthedream.com. Just tell us, hey, I left you a review. I want to be entered. You got to do it between now and May 31st.
Multiple entries accepted. You can definitely sign in with all your family members' accounts. With their permission.
Whoa, there goes the growth hacker.
Wow.
The growth marketer.
Yeah. I'm saying just invite your friends.
And they can all leave a review on iTunes.
So yeah. This is like vote early, vote often.
This is Democrat Chicago politics.
Oh boy.
And it worked.
But you do need to send us an email for each review.
Yeah, right.
From a different email address. Otherwise, this is okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're not encouraging you to make multiple iTunes accounts because that would just be weird. We're going to do something fun, though, with the drawing. We're going to, from all the entries, we're going to do a drawing on June 1st. So this is why you have to enter before the end of May. So you got till May 31st, midnight, whatever it is. June 1st at noon, we are going to stream the drawing live on Twitter. On video,
nice.
Via video. But we haven't picked the platform yet.
Because we are cutting edge.
Yeah, well, so it'll either be on Periscope or Meerkat.
By saying that, you just relegated yourself to the non-cutting edge.
Like that was newsworthy.
Well, because cutting edge for Josh is like, oh, that happened last week.
Exactly. My gosh, it was 2 weeks ago. That's ancient technology.
That platform's been around for like 3 weeks now, Rod. What's wrong with you?
That is so 2014.
Meerkat?
What's
Meerkat?
So we do have a great show today, which we're going to get into some really great topics. And I'll tell you what, I'm actually really excited about today's show because it could have a huge, huge difference in terms of traffic to the content that you're working so hard to create.
Absolutely, it would.
All right, so we'll get into that in a sec. But please leave us a review on iTunes and make sure you send us an email to show@growthedream.com to be entered for that great prize package. Okay, we have been sucking down some caffeine. This is another one from Left Roasters. I'm excited. Rod, what is it we're drinking today?
Como Yagua.
I probably
every time I say it, it's going to be different because I don't even know what country this is from.
It's labeled there on the package somewhere.
Well, it says roasted in Portland, Oregon, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that is a different country, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. It's on there. I think it's Honduras.
You're right. It's Honduras. So this is some form of Honduran Spanish.
It's Indian
native language.
It's got some. This is like an interesting. You know. This,
yeah. Como Yagua. Como Yagua.
Thanks for the correction, Josh.
Okay, so someone at Left Roasters needs to like send us a video so that they can pronounce this for us and we know what it is. But this, you know, what I love about these Left Roasters brews. This is our third one, by the way. And Rod, you like this one better than the last one?
I did. Yep.
Yeah. And Rod's kind of a dark roast kind of a guy. This is still kind of a medium roast.
It
it's
is.
Not like as light maybe as some of the other ones that we've had, but I like it. I like this one.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it? Okay, it's not your favorite?
Now I'm drinking Starbucks because we apparently ran out of the Left Brew, so I don't remember what it tasted like.
Well, we did one batch of each because we were trying to get the French press full again quickly. And anyway, so because
that's how we roll.
That is how we roll. What I like about this though is it comes in a 12-ounce package, and they just roasted this on April 26th and mailed it to us. Mm. And as we're recording today, it's May 1st.
May 1st, nice.
So it's pretty fresh.
Yeah, so it's very, very fresh.
As I take a drink of not fresh coffee. From
Thank
Starbucks.
You to my nephew Nathan who has just been sending us. Random packages of Left Roasters coffee. I appreciate it.
Thank you to our sponsor.
Yeah, right.
Left Roasters, man, they are getting some coverage on here.
Yeah, well, it's all Nathan. Nathan said, man, he goes, I don't reimburse me. He goes, I just want to buy you coffee because I like it and I want to support them. They're worth supporting. So appreciate it. Thank you. Good stuff. So today we're going to get into images. Images. We're going to talk about visuals.
And I think this is a super interesting and valuable topic because I'm somebody who has dealt with words my whole life, but there is no getting away from the critical importance of visuals in marketing your company and promoting your company and in anything when you want to be driving customers or clients, potentials to your site, to any of the information about your company.
Because bottom
line, important.
They can be digested super quick.
They can be.
And, so you can take a whole content of a blog post and summarize it in something awesome.
And you know what will happen though? Because even when you research and look at all of the different types of infographics, say when they put together infographics, which everybody loves, I think. Infographics
I
are
yeah,
super.
Sure.
I mean, USA Today was like one of the great forerunners of those.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And yeah. They were super popular with people. And yet, even the blog posts about infographics have way more text in them than they do infographics as a rule. You look through all these and they have the infographic and it's great. And then they go through and explain it in detail. And it's like it gives people two levels of understanding. I always want more. It's like, where did that come from? How did they figure that? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, really? Me too, because they
you actually read that.
I do.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know what kind of...
But I realize others don't. And this is why it's important for businesses. You really want to have both.
What's good about that, though, Rod, let's talk about search for a second. Because
Google
doesn't digest the content of your image.
Right.
But when you take the time to write about your infographic, we're not talking about necessarily creating infographics today, although it's a great idea. We're really kind of just talking about other visuals. But there is some really huge power in describing what's in your visuals because Google can then digest the text.
It's essential, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't actually read it. I just let Google read it. I'm like, Google, you can read that. I'll just look at the infographic.
Okay. Well, that's good. So Rod, you actually found an infographic that we can just share it today with our blog post, but with our post about today's show, I should say, because it's not really a blog post, but it's our podcast episode. And the real power, and this is the point that you were making, Josh, is that the brain processes visuals so much faster than text. And I think we have some data about that.
Yeah, we do.
Stats.
And some of this stuff is coming from, firm Quick Turn Media, that's KWIK Turn Media.
Which we'll link it out to in today's show notes.
So I just want to give credit where it's due there for compiling this. 90% of information transmitted to the brain is visual. So 90% that's transmitted is visual. Now I find that interesting. I assume part of that is also if you're reading text, that is sort of visual in its transmission to a degree.
I would think so, sure.
Through your eyes.
Well, it's the other 10%.
Yeah, exactly.
But is it like saying the balance between audio and visual?
No, I think it's like all you got five senses, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, so your brain is processing information from all the sources.
Your eyes are just sucking in so much information. But the brain processes visual information 60,000 times faster than text. So if you know you have a limited time, and we all do, have a limited opportunity to get somebody's attention, then a visual is clearly the way to do it because they are going to be able to process your information 60,000 times faster than they do text.
Well, I think this explains why on Facebook, as an example, posts that have pure text versus posts that include visuals, when you look at which ones get people's attention, which ones get engagement, which ones people share, which ones people comment on, like, etc., you're just so much more likely to get engagement out of something if it has a visual. It doesn't mean that you can't be using, for example, let's just take a blog post, right? You go to all the trouble that it takes to write a blog post, and let's just face it, writing is time-consuming, am I right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know.
Absolutely.
So this, by thinking about visuals too, adding a visual, as our friend Sean Bean from Lord of the Rings, right? Yeah. One does not simply walk into Mordor.
Right.
Rod, you found this meme. One does not simply publish a blog post with no images, right?
Right.
So you
with the picture of him there.
That goes into the show notes for today too. But if you take the time to write a post, adding visuals makes it so much more likely that people will consume your content, that they'll see it and they'll share it.
That's that extra mile that really counts.
It really
40% is. 40% of people respond better to visual information than plain text. And, you know, when we're talking about this and you're talking about how it processes information 60,000 times faster, I consider the old saying that now is being demonstrated is so true by science, and that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Right.
It's probably worth 60,000 words, actually.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
You know? But that old concept, a picture worth 1,000 words, is almost the point of what we're saying here.
It really is. And so you give yourself so much more opportunity to get, on social channels especially, to get people to share and see your content by using visuals than you do if you just use text.
Okay, right. Here's what I use, and this is the social button. Not the social, the easy button.
Okay.
Pablo by Buffer. You put in your quote, and it gives you like a choice of like a bunch of free background images. And of course, they're just like pretty
pictures.
Yeah, that really don't matter, but it gets people's attention, and then they read the quote.
Yeah.
And then maybe they click through to the article.
So we do that, but we also will do things like, I'll give an example. Just yesterday, we were in the process of taking one of my wife's blog posts live on growthedream.com. And she had written a post called The 3 C's of Content Creation. And it's all about, you know, when you get stuck creating content and, and actually a really good post. But, what kind of a visual can you use, right? So we found one that is a photo. It's a stock image of a girl. You just see her from you don't even see her nose. You just see her from the eyes up.
In a sinkhole?
And no. But, hey, why not?
It's not quicksand, yeah.
She's actually up against a chalkboard, and behind her on the chalkboard is a light bulb that's been drawn in chalk, right?
Okay.
So it's a little creative thing, but her eyes are up, and she's got kind of a smirky look on her face or whatever. So then we added the title of the post, The 3 C's of Content Creation for Your Blog, to the chalkboard. Right.
Sure.
And we shared that. Right. So we found somehow the visual, though, told the story of like, here she is. She's got a great idea. And we're talking about idea creating processes and so forth. So anyway, that's just an example.
So another stat that backs that: posts that include videos, another form of
visuals,
sure. A pretty important one, attract 3 times more inbound links than plain text posts. 3 times more.
That's interesting. What I'd like to highlight, too, about having a featured image at the top of your post or wherever it displays is that then, if you've got things set up properly, Twitter and Facebook will go grab that image as it gets posted around the web, as that link gets posted. They'll go grab that image and show it in the post. So you just talk about how much more engagement you get with those images.
Right.
These social channels automatically do it.
We share
links. Have it in the post.
We share those links to Facebook, and the images come along with them.
They do.
And it's a really powerful way to make sure that your text content gets more interest.
And the inverse of that is the links that show up in Facebook that don't have an image.
Oh yeah, they get buried.
They
don't do well. So there's lots of ways to use visuals to drive traffic to your content, and we have some case studies. For example, the Sephora brand they use Pinterest a lot. Now I'm not a user of their products personally. I don't know.
And we are happy to hear that too, David.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do use cosmetics sometimes.
There are men on Pinterest.
No.
You can't make sweeping general. Oh,
Sephora.
I do use cosmetics sometimes for video purposes because you know when you have a face like mine, which is a face for radio and podcasting, it needs some help.
Apparently we're all there. We're all on the podcast.
Actually, shiny heads don't do so well on camera, especially with video, because you got
a sign
light
of an uncluttered mind.
So corny. Keep going.
Anyway, so yeah, but I have never tried their products. But it's a huge, huge beauty brand, cosmetics brand, right? And so they did a case study a couple of years ago. So this data is actually a little bit older data, but I want you to hear what they said. They shared their content to both platforms, Pinterest, which is, of course, if you're not familiar with it, a very highly visual social network.
Almost all visual.
But they do the same stuff on Facebook. Sephora's brand, their case study said that their average Pinterest follower spends 15 times more money on Sephora.com than their average Facebook fan. 15 times more money on their website.
So the takeaway from this, I think, is twofold. One, yes, the importance of visuals. Two, target audience, because by far the majority of users on Pinterest are women. The majority of
consumers, especially in the U.S. That changes in some other countries.
Okay,
but
well, let's
US,
just talk U.S. then.
Yep.
Are women, but the vast majority of consumers of Sephora are women.
Absolutely.
So when you know your target audience and you know your medium platform, and then you're using the visuals, it's a home run for Sephora.
If you have a consumer-facing product, I would dare say you need to be on Pinterest.
Facing.
Consumer.
Yeah. Sorry.
What did I say? You facing?
You did. No, you said facing. I'm just saying it's cosmetics. Anyway, never mind.
It doesn't have to be
right.
Cosmetics.
No.
Consumer
visual.
Facing.
Right.
Because the women are the decision makers half the time anyway.
Well, yeah, of course, a lot of consumer products. So
and the reality is, men are visually oriented too.
Right.
Very visually oriented.
We just don't take as much time as women do on Pinterest. Think about this.
Right.
What if there were pictures of girls on Pinterest?
Okay, well, that's a conversation we're not going to have today. The average Pinterest visit is an hour and 17 minutes long.
That is stunning, isn't it?
Hour and 17 minutes.
That's why I'm
not
on it.
Does your wife use Pinterest, Josh?
Everybody, okay, you know when people are on Pinterest?
At night
before they go to bed.
Absolutely. The iPhone, the glowing rectangle is out.
Yep, my wife's on Pinterest a lot. She uses it as an organizer with her daughters.
And Buffer. Buffer now sends pins to Pinterest.
Yeah, but so, I think it's a paid service, isn't it? They just announced this.
Okay, now you guys are talking about things.
It was
that
a free trial that I saw. So
wait, what? No.
Did you actually click through?
I think it's just Buffer now exports posts to Pinterest.
Okay, because the one I saw was a free trial, so it made me nervous. Weird. Okay, Buffer, of course, is one of the social media tools that we use. You can listen to our Tools We Use show if you want to hear more about it.
So, what I'm saying is you don't need to stay up late at night if you're doing Pinterest.
Because you can schedule
stuff. You can schedule it throughout the day, so you can work throughout the day and then spend your 9 hours.
My wife, Hootsuite for Pinterest.
Right. Okay. My wife is a huge Pinterest user, and she has like a cat board with 1,200 followers on it. I mean, we haven't figured out how to use it for business for us yet.
Well, it sounds like you should with 1,200 followers.
Oh, she's great. She really is good. But some of our clients are doing pretty well with it. And we've been advising some clients on how to use visuals and how to really create visuals a little bit differently so that they get more traction on Pinterest. Because the really long, narrow visuals, the ratio is longer to narrow.
Yeah.
They take up more real estate on Pinterest than the wide images, which do well on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, you got to think about your visuals a little bit different. But before we get ahead of ourselves, the real important point so far is visuals are huge. Pinterest is just one example of a social network that is very visually oriented. Facebook is also visually oriented.
Clearly. Right? Facebook.
Right. Tumblr is another one that's huge on visuals. And you know, let's talk about Reddit for a second, which is also, even though if you visit Reddit, you're not going to necessarily be overwhelmed with the visual content. It's all about the visuals on Reddit.
Even Twitter now.
Yeah.
You know, when you go through your Twitter feed now, where does your eye always stop? Does it stop on just the ones that are text, or does it go right to the ones that have pictures or video with
right.
it? It's always the visual ones that grab your eye.
We've changed, like even for our podcast now, we've changed how we're sharing our shows on Twitter. Because even though we have the images that go along with our links, what I found is that by uploading the photo directly into Twitter, it's more likely to show up in people's streams. And then we add a link out to the episode, which is kind of a different way to approach it. We've done similar things with clients and work we do on Facebook. So it's kind of an interesting deal. So lots of stuff we could talk about.
Images. Yeah, with images. But I want to take it to the next step then in the importance of video, because that's the exact same. It's the same topic here, and that's visual. Very visual.
Sure.
Come back to the stat I mentioned earlier that posts that include video attract 3 times more inbound links than plain text.
Okay, posts. So more links.
A lot more links. So obviously more engagement is what that's saying. It's more engagement by people, more deep engagement by people.
That translates into more traffic, obviously, because they're linking to you. But, right. Josh, it also translates into more Google juice because
having
you're getting
video?
Those links.
Oh, if you're
because of the links.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the more links equals right. more, yeah.
We woke up Josh right there. He had a little post banana letdown.
No, it's one of those things that's obvious to me that I forget that I need to say.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
The bottom line for businesses is this stat to me. Consumers who watch a product video are 85% more likely to purchase that product. That's like a boom moment,
wow.
right? Almost twice as likely if there's a video attached with it, which suggests that really you cannot afford not to be visual with how you're marketing, with whatever you're doing on your blog, on your website, on your Twitter feed, on whatever and everything that you are using to tell the world about your business and to tell potential customers and clients, you cannot afford not to be visual.
Let's talk about the in-between between static images and video, because video is a lot of work.
Well, if you're going to edit it and polish it and turn it into something fancy. Otherwise, if you're just going to like whip out your iPhone and record something real quick, in that sense, it could be really quick and easy. It just depends on what you're going
to
do.
You need to be smart on what you're going to do
there. But then you got to upload that to YouTube. Then you got to title it. I mean, it's not an easy thing.
Okay.
And if you're representing your company.
Images are easy.
If you're representing your company with a quick iPhone video that's poorly lit and not great audio, and you don't want to do that.
But you can improve at that.
You
okay.
can.
Yeah, yeah.
You
okay,
can. But go ahead. Start with it.
What's your point, Josh? Let's hear your point.
SlideShare.
Okay, sweet. Let's talk about it.
Got to talk about SlideShare. So Here's a stat coming from HubSpot. And this just, when I read this week, I was just stunned. And I had to kick myself, why am I not using SlideShare? Okay, number one, 20% of all SlideShare views come from Google. So they've got some serious juice on their domain.
Let's back up one sec. HubSpot. I'm a business owner, and I've never heard of SlideShare. What is it?
It's PowerPoint for the web.
Okay.
Is how I would describe it.
That's a good description.
And
not bad.
It's like, I mean, you would see an image, and it'll be embedded in a post,
mm-hmm.
and you can just click through each one of the slides and view the presentation. There's so it's not normally audio with it or anything like that. It's
right.
just visual. But think of PowerPoint, but...
But let's think of it like when you're seeing it on a website instead of on SlideShare itself.
Yeah.
You're seeing it almost like a YouTube video, right? You can embed a YouTube video in your yeah. blog post. You can embed a SlideShare presentation right into your... Now, I get nervous about just talking about it in terms of PowerPoint only because of this. How many of us have been in meetings where once the PowerPoint comes out, we all just fall asleep right away?
Well, that's because there's usually somebody yeah. droning on and on about whatever happens to be on at that point.
Right.
When you're talking about online and embedded in a post somewhere,
yeah.
but you can go through it at your own speed. You just zip through what you want to see.
Skip the stuff you don't want.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot of work to do one right.
It is a lot of work.
Let's talk about, so if we said earlier that consumers like Pinterest, if you have a consumer-facing product, what if you're B2B, but you want to be visual? SlideShare is a great way to teach your audience what you want to teach them in a visual way that's going to appeal to that business-minded person.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That's my statement. That's
so,
what I'm going to say.
And they're getting a lot of traffic from Google. So it's kind of like YouTube in that sense, right? You know, Google's driving traffic. They're showing up in
yeah.
search results.
And I challenge you to think of SlideShare as a social channel, as an inbound social channel.
Because it's kind of got some networking, social
yes.
network kind
so,
of.
So what yeah. they're saying when they say 20% of all SlideShare views come from Google, it means that if you create a SlideShare that's 101 ways to skin a cat.
Okay.
If you are in the business of skinning cats.
Definitely don't share that one on Pinterest. Man, the cat lovers will come out and get you.
Okay, now I'm regretting that I
That's
used
okay,
that
no.
example.
All right, no, it's fine.
Then people searching for that, there's going to be a good percentage of those that are going to start finding that SlideShare that you made.
Just like we say with video, right? I mean, you put a good title on your SlideShare presentation
yeah.
that's got your keywords in it and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
They may not find your blog post that embeds that SlideShare that
right.
talks about the same topic, but they are more likely to land on the SlideShare page.
Right.
Which then you can link to, obviously, your post.
And then
your
you drive traffic back to your site with it, right?
Yes.
Good strategy.
Here's what HubSpot had to say about SlideShare. SlideShare is the highest converting social channel for HubSpot. Highest converting social channel.
That kind of makes my brain spin.
Higher than Facebook, yeah. higher than Pinterest. Now, they're reaching a different demographic, which is business people.
Sure.
Which is our audience that we're talking to.
Right.
So that converts higher than them, higher than Pinterest does, which is Sephora's example, right?
Yep, right.
So just that's the other side of the coin. If you're wanting to be visual.
So again, know your target too. Know your market. Know
oh,
your
absolutely.
Target. Then you can choose your medium better. So it's like we have levels here. The first level of visual is the basic graphic.
Yeah.
Just a picture and something. And the most basic way to get started on that, maybe one of the easiest ones is Pablo.
I'm curious, how is it that you know about Pablo, but you don't know about Buffer? Pablo is made by Buffer?
Yeah.
He was just trying to make sure we talked about what it
that
was.
That was all I was doing.
Oh.
I knew about Buffer. I was
just about Buffer.
I was just reminding you that we have an audience.
Some okay. of our people may not know, so we got to
right.
Yeah. Hey, because that's one of the things we do here on this show,
right.
is we try to make sure that we demystify all of this marketing
exactly
stuff.
Right.
Man, you know,
and frankly, I'm well qualified to make sure you guys demystify it.
Well, you don't give yourself enough credit, but you know, that is one of our real goals here because, you know, you as a business owner or as part of a marketing team for a business that, you know, it's not your full-time responsibility. There's lots of things competing for your attention. One of our goals is to make sure that you understand what's going on, what you need to know,
right.
and maybe try to simplify and make sense out of it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the point being, if you listen to this and you say, yeah, okay, I get it. I really need to get started. Pablo is actually a simple way of getting started.
Oh, it's so easy.
It's so stinking easy. It really is. SlideShare is the next step up. Video is the next step up. You have gradations that you can move through as you want to improve your visuals. But the point is that you really do need to get started on it. And there are simple, fast, easy ways to get started on it that are basically, well, Pablo's free.
Pablo's so free.
It's free and it's simple.
There's a similar tool if you're not a Buffer user called Recite This, which does the same kind of thing. It just gives you some backgrounds, and then you type in your text, and then it puts your text on there. Another tool is Canva. We've talked about Canva before,
Canva,
which may be better if you're not just trying to put text. You know, maybe you just want to grab a nice graphic and maybe throw your logo on it, right?
Right.
Canva is good for that. But if you really want to learn how to do this stuff and you don't have a designer on staff or you don't want to pay the money for a designer, you can learn how to do these graphics on your own computer. And it's not terribly hard to do, okay? And you don't have to buy Photoshop. We've talked about, like, Photoshop is like a $600 tool.
Right.
But or you can subscribe for $50 a month to the Creative Cloud. But well, let's say you just don't, hey, look, I don't have a lot of budget, but I want to do graphics that are maybe a little beyond the scope of what I can do on Pablo or on Canva or whatever.
More custom.
You can get GIMP. Get your hands on GIMP, which is the GNU Image Manipulation Program. That's what GIMP stands for.
Did not know that part.
Didn't know that.
I even used GIMP before.
And I am the so trust me for the useless trivia.
Thank you, David.
GNU Linux is actually the official name for the operating system because it's based on an older platform, and the license that it uses is GNU, which is
and listeners are falling off by the dozens.
Yeah,
here.
Right. Okay, so. The point is, it's free, okay? It's free software that you can download.
Runs on Mac, Linux, and Windows.
And Windows, so it doesn't matter what platform you're using, as long as it's a computer and not a mobile device, you can install GIMP, and you can find visuals, create visuals, take photos, brand them, do whatever you want, manipulate them in lots of different ways. And it's as powerful as Photoshop. It's every bit as powerful as Photoshop. And it's also got a little learning curve to it, okay? So I'm going to be real.
So I'm realizing something. Rod, me and you really like the easy button.
I think you're right.
We both have Macs. We like things to do. This guy likes to do things the hard way.
But listen, it's not the hard way. I don't want to, let's not characterize it this way. I'll tell you why I am a big believer in GIMP. Because I get business owners asking me, but wait, how did you create the graphic?
Sure.
I want to know what you did. You know, I want to be able to do that myself. I don't want to have to hire someone or whatever. And okay, fine. So we created a deep dive training video on how to do this. And I originally created it for people who are members of a training program that we were running, which we don't currently offer, but it was a training program all about digital marketing for business owners. And seriously, it's an hour and a half long training video. But here's why it's that long. We cover things like image licensing rights. Like, can I use this picture? Guess what? If you just go to Google Images and you find a picture, you can end up in a lot of trouble if you just use that picture,
right.
You know,
right.
And people don't know this.
So,
what
we have here is that if you want to do more than Pablo or Canva or whatever the simple ones are, if you want to actually do more and have more flexibility, you can take a little time to learn it. This is an excellent tool for people to be able to take 90 minutes and actually get a good introduction to how to do it.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you think it's excellent. I hope so. I mean, it's like I said, and you can fast forward past the stuff that you don't want to learn about. Like, if you don't want to learn about the image licensing, skip it, you know?
Right.
But just don't complain to me.
Well, you're a great teacher, so I know if you're putting together an educational package like that, it's going to be good.
Thank you. Well, we shared it a couple of weeks ago, so we'll link to it on the show notes here.
Good.
But it's all about creating graphics for social media. But you know what? If you just need graphics for your website, you know, or if you need to add a graphic to your blog post, you know, like the post that I was telling you about yesterday we shared, the 3 C's post, right? There's a featured image, which is the one I described to you, but there are 3 other images in that post because we're trying to break up the content. This is one of the other powerful ways that you can use images in your blog content. Nobody wants to read your wall of text, right? And you got to learn different ways to visually break it up. You know, you use subheadings.
How many sentences do you put in a paragraph? What's your limit?
I'm down to like 3.
Good man.
Yeah. And that's not my nature. My nature is to write.
Rod's over there going, what?
Oh, no. No, writing for newspapers, 2 or 3 is definitely it.
Oh, okay.
You do lots of short paragraphs.
But isn't that because of column inches, right?
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Newspapers are so narrow.
That's right. If you have 6 or 8
mobile
columns
phones are so narrow.
That's the same concept there. You don't want a paragraph that's looking like one solid block for a whole screen on your iPhone.
Right. Yeah. So you would have learned that concept a long time ago.
Right.
My writing style doesn't lend itself to that. So I have to actually really think hard, or like when we're editing content from our writers before we allow our clients to publish the content, I have writers that are just like me. So what I do is I just go break them up, you know, and I just find spots to break them. And then I'll usually add subheads because they're not usually thinking so well about subheads. So our editorial process covers this for our clients. But man, it's
how do you guys feel about semicolons? What are your feelings?
About what?
Semicolons.
Well, appropriate usage is important.
Yeah. Most people don't know how to use them.
Right. Yeah. No, using colons and semicolons helps a lot. I don't want to go into too deep a dive on that. But yes.
But what about the Oxford comma?
Oh, don't that get started on commas. Oh, my
God. But gosh. I've heard if you're going to put a semicolon, you should just put a period and start a new sentence.
Well, that's you can. Just need to structure it differently.
Time. Yeah.
And as a rule, it's going to flow better for a reader.
But my writing, going back to college, my default was, I could put a semicolon here and just keep going.
Well, that's probably going to be the wrong usage of the semicolon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the idea is that you break up your content. And visuals are a great way to do that. Sometimes there's no good way to break up your content because it needs to flow the way it does. Right. Stick an image
so
in there.
So easy, too. Yeah. I mean, if you just look at stories that are done on Medium.com, you know, those are blogs, those are stories, whatever, however you want to describe those.
Yeah.
Because they cover everything under the sun just about. You have a lot of written content, but everybody sticks in images about every, every laptop page, you know?
Okay, right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, however you want to describe that. So it's constant. None of this today is to say you shouldn't have written content. You have to have written content.
But you're not going to rank well without it.
No, the point is you can't have only written content, and you need to think more visually.
I don't know. I think you can just have one image at the top of the post, and as long as you're not extremely wordy, which we already covered, I don't think you need to have several images.
All right, it depends on how long your post is. If it's just a few paragraphs, no. But if you're going more than a page, I'd have another
image. If you want to go over and above, and you feel like you have that extra time and you want to create a bunch of images, you can.
So let me insert this thought.
I don't think it needs to be a requirement for our listeners.
Nothing that we're saying today should be construed as, okay, now my content creation just got harder, okay?
No.
You need to do the content work, right? So even if it's okay, Google. nothing in your content work should stop you from getting it done. You got to get it done.
Right.
So even if you publish without an image, do it, okay? Do it. This is a way that you can increase the power and the usability, the shareability, and the benefit of your content.
You're just missing out if you don't.
Right.
You're really missing out on opportunities. And what we shared is some very easy ways to get started with.
It's true.
That won't take a lot of time. And once you see the value of it, you might want to start spending more time. But you can get started easily and quickly.
You really can. It does not take long. So it's not a very, very big time-consuming process.
Let's end with the meme.
Well, we have a meme already. We talked about it earlier, right? I think of his character's name?
Oh yeah, it's
I know the actor's name is Sean Bean, but he's from
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm just drawing a complete blank.
Starts with a B. Don't get me started on word blank.
It's the Fellowship of the Ring when they're around the table. Anyway,
and one does not merely go into Mordor. Yeah.
So Josh, what meme do you have in mind? Because
the one you said earlier was just a perfect way. One does not simply publish a blog post without an image. Is that what it was?
Yeah. It is. So we want to know what questions you have. It's Boromir.
Boromir.
I found it. Okay. We want to know what questions you have about visuals, about how to amp up your content, how to do better. And so send us an email to show@growthedream.com. You can also visit the website, growthedream.com/show, where you can find today's show and all of the other shows. Find our archives. You can also find the button there to subscribe to iTunes. We want you to subscribe. There's also a Stitcher link, so you can find us on Stitcher if you're on an Android device instead of on an iOS device. I know you guys are believers in iOS.
I really like Overcast for listening to podcasts, actually.
Yeah, I'm testing out a couple of other podcatchers on Android, too, and I'm playing with different ones. They're fun. No? Not you?
No, that's just perfectly fine. I was just on iTunes and Stitcher.
Okay, iTunes and Stitcher is easy enough. But don't forget, we want you to leave us a review, okay? And we have great product package for you. This is a prize package that's going to be fantastic. Jay Baer's book, Utility, Y-O-U, Utility. Fantastic book. I am just loving this book. Another book, which I guarantee you're going to love. If you like today's content particularly or anything about growing your business, you're going to love this content. And so he's a high-profile guest that's coming up soon. We'll get you his book. And if you want, you can also pick one of us, Rod, as a messaging guy. Josh as a SEO.
You always have a hard time describing me.
Well, because you're like me in that sense. Like, there's so many different things that you do.
Yeah,
it's a
problem.
Yeah.
Did you say when the drawing is?
Drawing is going to be on June 1st. Now, here's what we're going to do. You got to enter your entries have to be in by the end of the day on May 31st. All right. June 1st at noon, we are going to stream live on Twitter at GTD Show the drawing. And so you don't have to be present to win or anything like that, but we're gonna stream it live just for fun.
Yeah.
Either on Meerkat or Periscope. We haven't decided yet. So that'll be fun. Yeah. And so make sure you enter, and please do leave us a review. So here's the deal with the reviews. We can't tell who you are when you leave us a review necessarily. So leave us a review, but then send an email. This is how you enter. Okay. You got to leave the review first, but then send us an email to show@growthedream.com. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be entered for the drawing.
And then also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, hey, speaking of that, Rod is at Rod_Thompson with no P. Rod_Thompson with right. no P. And Josh is at Josh Muccio on Twitter. And I'm at the David Johnson. And we would love to hear from you. We want to hear your questions, comments, snide remarks, cries of outrage, whatever it might be about the show. And if there's a topic you want to hear us talk about, let us know and we will get him in there. Guys, it's been a great show today.
Perfect show.
Lots of fun. All right. So we'll talk to you next week on the Grow the Dream Show.
Thanks for listening to the Grow the Dream Show. We invite you to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Get connected to our growing community, add your comments, ask questions, and listen to the archives on the web at growthedream.com/show.